Hello and welcome to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's new show, highlighting our mission, our impact, and the partners that help make it happen. I'm your co-host, Morgan, and I'm here with our president and CEO and my other co-host, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm on the other side of the screen today.
I know, I see that.
We're normally
really mixing it up.
Yeah. I'm thrown off by it, but it's all good.
Good. So today we're going to be talking with two more of our board members, which is pretty awesome. So this is episode 11 of the Habitcast, and I'm excited to kind of share their perspective because we're really, it's kind of like double duty. So they're homeowners and they're on the board, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So Tamara DeBose has been on our board for, I think, close to 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And she's been a homeowner in St. Pete for just about that same amount of time. So I'll never forget meeting her when I was interviewing for this job. I got the opportunity to meet her during a meet and greet with the board. Mm-hmm. And I ended up spending, gosh, a good 30 minutes talking to her. And she was quizzing me on the mission and why I wanted to come work at Habitat. So that was cool. And then Devisha Early, who's been in her home for a number of years now in St. Pete as well, mm-hmm. Recently joined our board. And she was a rock star homeowner candidate when she went through our program, and she's done a couple things like this with me. We did a show for ABC Action News one time, and mm-hmm. And so they both have really cool stories. They have great families, and so I think it'll be good to talk to them.
Yeah, I'm excited to have them on. So before we jump into that, just in Habitat news, we have some fun things coming up. We have dedications, as always. We always talk about that, and you can check them out on our website, habitatpwp.org, on the calendar, or check out the Facebook page. Those are always uploaded there. You can either join us in person or in it online. It's a great way to get engaged and kind of jump into the Habitat mission if you haven't already been a part of it. But we have Valspar coming up, and I'm
Valspar Championship.
We had Tracy on.
Right around the corner.
What I think one of our first couple episodes, and
episode two, Morgan.
Yeah. And I wasn't able to go, obviously they can't, not last year, but the year before. So I'm super excited to be able to go this year.
Yeah. I remember talking about that with you and Tracy about how you've never been out there for that event. So it is by far my favorite event of the year. It takes place, really, the whole thing takes place over a number of weeks, but mm-hmm. the actual golf tournament takes place over 4 days. So April 29th through May 2nd at Innisbrook mm-hmm. on the Copperhead course. Valspar Paint and the Valspar Championship have been some of our biggest partners over the last 5-6 years, and we can't thank them enough for the support. So definitely want to encourage people to check out that event. Mm-hmm. They can buy tickets on ValsparChampionship.com. What's cool about that is a percentage of the funds raised at the Valspar Championship go back to benefit over 70 or 80 charities in our community, including right. Habitat. We're mm-hmm. one of their four pillar charities, and they have supported us phenomenally over the years, and we can't thank them enough for that support. I'll be out there all 4 days, so I'm a copperhead, which is a volunteer that helps, you know, kind of put on the tournament, and so uh-huh. I'll be out there hanging out and, you know, visiting with people and passing out programs and scanning tickets and all that fun stuff,
signing autographs from the Habitcast and everything, you know.
Yeah we should do Habitcast
on Friday. Location. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. Stay tuned for that episode, folks.
I love it. Cool. Well, let's bring in Tamara and Devisha, and let's talk to them a little bit about. There they are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Devisha. Hey, Tamara. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We love doing this virtual stuff, but it's been a challenging year for the last 12 months for everybody. But how are you guys doing, Devisha? How's life in your home during this crazy COVID
it's
time?
It's been one heck of a year. It's been a lot. Me, especially, I'm in the medical field, so it kind of hit us big. Where I got to work on the COVID unit for the beginning half, kind of didn't have a job for the remaining half. So it was, but we're slowly climbing out of it and getting to greener areas, I guess you could say, as the time goes.
Yeah. Kind of turning that corner a little bit. Tamara, how's it been for you guys down at the DeBose household?
Well, it's been very different. now with my nest is 2/3 empty. So we only have the younger one home. Well, he's not so young. He's 19 now. So I did not think I would be working from home this long. We were just talking about that at work today. Yeah. And I was one of those people who was adamant about not working from home. I did not want to work from home. I'm too social to work from home. And so now that I'm home and have been here for a year, I don't want to go back in the office.
That's funny. I know how much you like to talk, Tamara. So I can only imagine your husband's probably like, yeah, Tamara, it's probably time to go back to the office.
No, he actually, actually, the good part is giving us a chance to chat during the daytime because, you know, he works at night. So when he comes home, we do talk a little bit and then before he goes to sleep. So that's been a bonus, getting to see him more when he comes home from work. But other than that, just, you know, I'm staying home. It's more convenient. So.
Oh, you newlyweds.
And I transformed one of the bedrooms into my office. So I have an entire home office now. So.
There you go. There you go. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about y'all's journey, right? Because you both, have gone through the entire Habitat program, and both of you went through as single moms. Mm-hmm. And so single moms working full time, raising kids, Habitat's going to make you do hundreds of sweat equity hours and home buyer education classes and all that stuff. So what was that process like for you all as you went through it? So Devisha, let's start with you. You've been in your home for 5 years?
6 years and 2 weeks. It'll be in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Jeez, time flies. Time flies. Yeah. So what was that process like for you?
I would honestly say, and this is why I'm such a huge advocate for Habitat, is when somebody initially told me about the Habitat program, I just was like, you get a free house? That's not going to be, like, it's not going to be for me. Like, yeah. I didn't think, like, because everybody kind of equates it to just, like, a free home, per se. Mm-hmm. They don't really know how much work goes into it, how you solve a mortgage, or certain things about it that just a deficient of knowledge, of knowing about it. So to me, at the beginning, it seemed unattainable. It seemed like it was almost too good to be true. Mm-hmm. You know, the saying, it's too good, it's not true, but it was the total the opposite of all of that. Everything just from the classes to the hours, to how friendly the staff was, it was so surreal that I'm like, anybody could do it. Like, if you fit it, you really can do it. Like, if I could do it, you could do it. So that's been my biggest thing of like, it was a lot of hard work, but it's reachable. It's really reachable.
And how old were your kids when you went through?
I was 24. So they were like, and I think my youngest was maybe five and seven. So I think during the, when we received the hammer, my son was whoever made the mistake of handing it to him instead of me. So during our the thing outside the dedication, my son is over there trying to hammer off the windshield. So I was like, okay, let somebody get the hammer. But so he was about 4 or 5. So they were young enough that they don't really remember a home besides his home. This will be their home that they always recall.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Tamara, what was the process like for you?
Well, I'll keep it brief since someone said I like to talk a lot. So I'll keep it brief. Well, I had heard of Habitat before, about like 7 years prior to when I applied for the program. And I actually was wanting to buy a house. My 2-bedroom apartment was too small. I had 3 children. There were 2 boys and a girl, and my children were actually teenagers. The older two were teenagers. And so it was getting cramped. And I just knew I didn't quite want to go through the traditional mortgage process, but I didn't know what else to do. And I remember I prayed and I was like, Lord, what do I do about a house? And the scripture Isaiah 65:21 came up, and it talks about they shall build houses and live in them, and they shall plant fruit and eat of the vineyards. And so the Habitat popped back in my memory when I heard that. And so I applied to the program and I was accepted. And that weekend when I applied, they were having an orientation. And back then they only did it once a month. So just so happens they had an orientation that Saturday. I went, got the full application, and the rest is history from there. So that started my journey. And now I'm a wife now and I have a granddaughter now. So this home has seen, you know, growth and life move through it. So one of the pictures that I sent is of me and my granddaughter in the driveway. So it's just, it's been a beautiful, beautiful process. And like Devisha said, one of the things that impressed me the most was the staff, how everybody was for me. And a lot of us coming into the program, we have never experienced where everybody you contact is for you. Yeah. And so that was a blessing that just resonated so strong. And I said to myself, when I get out of the program, I'm going to go back and serve the organization that served me. But what I didn't know, it would end up being the capacity of being a board member. So, but I had every intention to serve when I got done with the process. And I'm so, you know, honored I've been able to do that all of these years now. So
that's pretty
and
cool.
I'm wearing my original shirt that I got.
You.
I
got
to the I love it.
I can still fit it. But I'm wearing the shirt and it has all of the paint from every house that I worked on where I painted. So it has all of the paint stains from every house. So I said, you know, I think I'll put that on today. So
that's funny. I almost wore mine too.
Yeah, my original homeowner candidate shirt. So from 11 years ago, yes. And it was about this time in 2010 when I found out where my lot assignment would be. So it was about this time.
Wow. Well, you know, it's one of the things that's always stuck out to me about you, Tamara, is just the confidence and the security that your home has provided. Every time you talk about Habitat, you glow and light up about it. And that obviously has impacted hundreds of families, because you were home, you and I have talked about this, you were home somewhere in the 200s, right?
Yes. 207.
So Morgan, we just dedicated to 670. So we just dedicated house number 670, right? So, you know, hundreds of families have come through the program since you. So what is that like? You know, here we are 10, 11 years later to, you know, to see that, you know, to see other families realize that same dream of homeownership that you've been able to experience.
One of the things that has really blessed me so much about being around the organization so long is seeing the growth and seeing how many families' lives, especially the children. And for me, it's a lot about the children. And when they see their parents work hard, you know, it sends a message that we can have something. You know, this is a major stepping stone. So I light up when I talk about it. And my daughter even told me once, she was like, Mom, when you come home from work, you are so stressed. But when you come home from Habitat stuff, you are smiling and just, you're just.
I love that. It's
so, but it has really just overwhelmed my heart to see so many families, you know, single moms, single dads, you know, traditional families, just families of all different makeups realize that, oh my goodness, I can accomplish something. I can do something. And for a lot of our homeowners, I believe it's the first step in a whole line of victories and accomplishments for them. It's not the end. It's the beginning of, if I can do that, I can do anything else too.
Sure. Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
So Devisha, you mentioned that this is really the only home that your children remember at this point, you know, now 6 years later. What is that? I mean, as a mom, right, who, a younger mom, right? So, you know, you had your kids young. What is that like to be able to provide them that stability and know that they're not, you know, one of the things we hear from so many families, and Tamara, I've heard you talk about this, it's the uncertainty of knowing where you're going to live next. It's the moving around, hopping around, to know that you have a home. And as your kids move on, they always have a place to come back to, right? So what's that like, that feeling that, you know,
I mean, it's awe-inspiring, really. It's such a surreal feeling. One, I'm the first one in my family to own a home. So it's almost like it started something generationally, hopefully, that, you know, I'm not going to, like, my kids will no longer be the first one in their, you know, family to own a home. What they probably don't remember is before Habitat, we'd lived in, like, four different apartments already by the time that we were in our home. And I mean, they were mostly not the best neighborhoods, where you don't know your neighbors. And I think that's when it became the most important, is because now my kids are going to school and their zone school matters, and walking to the bus stop matters, and who they, their neighbor friends matter. And I almost felt like I had no control of it. So not only was I a young mom, but I didn't have credit. Like, I had no debt, but I had no credit. I worked a good job, but the pay was just good. It wasn't, it just made me be able to live month to month. And so the stability wasn't there.
Right.
So, you know, it was almost like I was paying double to live in a place that really wasn't mine, that I wasn't sure I'd be here in a year. And it just, it's a lot to take on, just the stress for not even just a single parent, but a single person, like without the kids or, you know, without the husband or wife. Like, it's stressful when you think of the basic needs of the shelter, of a home. And I remember when I wrote my letter to Habitat, my biggest thing is I didn't want just a house. I wanted a home. I wanted a place that my kids would always be, where they know this is ours. Like, nobody's going to take it away. We don't have to move in a year. You know, they're not going to raise our rent twice as much, and we'll have nowhere to go. So I can't even express the feeling, really. That's why it's so easy to, what I say, catch the hepatitis. Because then you want everybody around you to have that same feeling. Oh, don't be renting those little apartments no more. Like, we've got to, you know what, you've heard of that. So it's almost like a snowball effect, really. I would say that's the biggest way to relay it. Like you said, Tamara, like you feel now like you're empowered to do more. Mm-hmm. Something like they taught us in Habitat, when you're cleaning your yard, or, you know, when a house, a new build comes up, what happens? Everybody on the whole street all of a sudden starts going out, fixing up their yard, and inspires your neighbors to make their yard look better. Mm-hmm. So it almost is like a walking sign for Habitat. Like, look at what can be done with mm-hmm. a little bit of faith and a lot of people right. behind it.
Right. And I want to point out something that you mentioned about when you, before you got into the program, thinking that it wasn't real, or that right. it right. wasn't for you. That's right. one of the huge misconceptions that we yes. hear about all the time. So being able to tell these stories from the two of you, and from, we have other people on staff that are homeowners as well, we've been telling their stories too, being able to kind of break that myth,
right,
and I a huge difference, take that first yes. step.
My church actually did a kind of like a service about it 1 year when I first got into Habitat, before mm-hmm. my house was completely built, and they were just so excited about it and how it just went, that they did a whole sermon on it. And I remember telling one of the ladies in the congregation for 2 years to do the Habitat program. Yeah. Every time I saw her, did you apply yet? Did you do it yet? And I think she's now been in her Habitat home for, I think, 2 years, 2.5 years.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, awesome. It's just, yeah, I'm like, it really is something anybody could do that can fit the qualifications to do it, but so many people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. So as we kind of wrap up, so if there's one thing that you could tell someone who's applying to the program, and a lot of the folks who watch our podcast that we do, and this thing's it reaches worldwide, so it's a world renowned no podcast, award winning, as Margaret and I joke about all the time. We know a lot of homeowner candidates watch it. We know a lot of people that are thinking about applying to the program watch it. If there was one thing that you both could tell them, what would that one thing be?
You want to go first to be sure?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'd say when you get weary, don't lose hope. That would be my biggest thing. Every class I took helped me become a better Habitat owner. Every time I had to print out my financials to send, it made me not spend my money the way I wanted to spend it, because I knew you guys were going to see it. I mean, even as much as, like, I remember when I first applied, they were like, well, you have to work on this, this, and this. You could have got weary and quit. But I didn't. I worked with the people who were there for me, and I was in my house in 1.5 years later. So I think it's all of a matter of knowing that it's possible. So if you just 1 foot in front of the other every day versus saying, ah, I don't think I would be able to do that, and never even try. So it's the saying, you know, you miss all the shots that you never take. Mm-hmm. Habitat's a life-changing shot, and I hope more people take it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tamara?
I would say, similar to what she said, don't disqualify yourself.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who look at the program and don't even apply, because they automatically disqualify themselves without even trying. And I remember one young lady at my job did that. And I said, no, you will not give up. You will fix what needs to be fixed and go back. And she did. And she became a homeowner. So don't disqualify yourself. The world, I think, does enough of that for us. Mm-hmm. And when you see an opportunity like this that could benefit your family and perhaps change your generations, just go for it and take it one goal at a time. So that's what I would say.
Awesome.
Well, and I'd like to just add and it just a little extra. I was thinking too just recently about me losing my job this year. It's my first time I've ever not been employed since I was like 14. So I've never not had a job. And even then I've struggled to pay rent when I was renting. And it was always a hit or miss of what can you do versus what you have. And this year has been the first time where I'm was actually even unemployed, still ahead of the game a little bit because I was able to save so much because I was instilled with not just saving because my mortgage was cheaper than what I was paying in rent, but mostly because just the classes, the financial classes, even the parenting classes you guys give, like for me as a young mom, were detrimental. But I would say, like, without being in a Habitat home this year, I don't think I would have been able to really keep my house or been able to survive this last year during COVID and everything without it, to be honest.
That's awesome.
A big thank you to you guys too, because I mean, that's, some people don't think about that, living month to month. Like even when you're in your mortgage, it's still something, like you're still able to. I've been able to save the last 5 years where I never would have been able to do that before.
The savings component is so important to the program. And that education you hear about is a very important piece to the success of Habitat. And, you know, we often talk about the fact that we've built now 670 homes, and we can count on one hand the amount of foreclosures we've had. And that's because the education works. And as time goes on and our organization gets more sophisticated and is able to serve more families, the education classes and process also improves too. So we're starting to figure out what we're doing, you know? You know, Tamara, you know, you've been on the board obviously for, you know, about 10 years now, but you've probably seen that where the program and the classes have grown significantly. And, you know, one of the things we'll be talking about really soon is the addition of an education center that will become the home for all of our classes and education and trainings, and really enrich the process for the homeowner candidates as they come through the program. So it's really neat. So Morgan, as we wrap up, do you want to ask them our favorite question?
Yes, our favorite wrap-up question before you guys go. We've been asking this probably, we launched our new website in February of last year, so pre-pandemic. And it's so powerful, and the question is powerful. And Tisha, you mentioned it with the pandemic, like home means so much more to people now than ever. And a lot of people have been taking it for granted until the pandemic and kind of seeing the impact that it makes. So we've been asking, what does home mean to you? Tisha, you want to go first?
Okay. Wow, that was gonna make me cry. A home to me is not just safety. It's where love is built, really. Like you can build houses, but love builds homes. Even from every nail that was struck into my house, like, I mean, when I wasn't working, I would come with donuts and juices and just to say hi to the volunteers, because like I have so many like just pictures of people, because every single thing in this house. My favorite Habitat story was when we first were building the house, I was sitting outside on my patio. Well, it wasn't a patio then, it was just like a piece of concrete. And they were like, Tisha, come. And I've come running, they were like, grab this. And so it was all the, you know, construction people all around. So I grab it and I lift, he's like, lift it up. And I'm wondering, why am I doing this? And all these guys are watching me. And so I lift it up and everybody started clapping and they're like, you just pushed up your first wall of your house. And so it was just like it was just like a loving, like, it's not just a house, like you can buy so many houses, but my house was literally built out of love. And I think that's just the biggest, even from just the Lord only, like that's the biggest thing we can do is love. So, I mean, my house is love.
That's awesome. Tamara?
I would definitely say it's peace, it's security, and it is definitely love. Every Habitat home is built with love. And I remember we were doing a, I was getting some sweat equity hours at a property that we acquired that was going to be converted into townhomes. And so we didn't build it, but we were going in and fixing some things up. But I could just tell the difference because I didn't feel the love. And our homes, home means, like I said, home means love, home means peace, home means security, and home means victory. Because there's so many people that have houses, but they don't have home. So that's what home means to me.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Well, thank you both for taking some time to chat with us. Thank you for sharing some of your stories. And most importantly, thank you for staying involved with Habitat. We ask so much out of our homeowner candidates through the process. And we know that, you know, in some cases, as soon as you get those keys, you may want to slam that front door on us and go away for a while. But we appreciate both of you staying involved and giving back. And we'll continue to work together to kind of push out the Habitat message to our community. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you
all for having us. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah. Two of my favorite Habitat people.
Yeah, I love hearing their stories. And I'm really excited that Devisha has joined the board. And I'm excited to see how working alongside Tamara and the rest of our board members, we can continue the mission with their perspective. And having that experience under their belt is huge.
You know, having a Habitat homeowner perspective on our board of directors, I think has helped significantly because it's a voice for our homeowners. Mm-hmm. They're also able to help keep our board and our staff kind of focused on the challenges, the issues, the struggles that so many people in our community face. And so, mm-hmm. and not only that, but they're such an encouragement to so many people that, you know, it's not an easy process, you know, and in a society now where everything is all about instant gratification, you know, you heard Devisha, I mean, a year and a half, I think Tamara probably took around that same amount of time. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff changes in a 18-month period.
Especially when you have kids and you're juggling your job and all kinds of other things too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely challenging, but getting to that victory, like Tamara said, that's what it's all about.
Cool. Well, that was awesome. I really enjoyed talking to them, and glad we were able to share their story a little bit with everybody. So cool stuff. Cool stuff.
So if you enjoyed these lovely stories and you want to continue to hear more about the Habitat mission and get engaged, I encourage you to head over to our website, habitatpwp.org. You can check out other homeowner stories on our blog. You can check out the calendar for upcoming dedications and events. Shop the restores, all kinds of ways that you can get involved beyond just watching the Habitcast. But we thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Morgan.